This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There's a chapter in your book that says working for profits and not for wages. Tell me about that. I know, like a lot of our, we see about, you mentioned the Afghans that came here, the first generation mostly. We see them struggling so much here in America. Tell me, what your thoughts are on that, or what your thoughts are on the new generation working here.
SubhanAllah. MashaAllah, that's a very good question. I think what I've learned and what all my education has enabled me to learn from not only just school but going to seminars and different experiences that I've seen people struggle for a paycheck. I've seen people struggle for getting the dollar, and for wages, working for a salary. I'm thinking, why aren't we business people? Why aren't we businesswomen? I mean, the most successful people are business people. And why aren't we using our talents to the highest we can to be able to get that? So I see stories of people who are on welfare, and one idea just makes them millions. I've seen people many times, I've seen kids 14 years old make $1 million. So if these people can do it, what are they doing that we're not doing? So I think what happens is so often that we're so stuck on, we can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it, that we don't even allow ourselves a chance to explore what can we do, to explore what else do we want to do, to explore what is out there and how did they do it, and to figure out how to do the halal way. And so what my biggest problem with the generations before us is, and even right now with the Muslim population in America, is we lack, as Muslims, financing the most of everything. I mean, we need it to help with anything. And I think we got so into, okay, I want a job and feel secure and safe. And I'm thinking, no, take it this way. Take it to the route where you go out there and you become, have your own enterprise and feel secure and safe in that, because whose job is secure? Is anyone's job actually ever secure? You can get fired like that. You can get laid off. So where does the security come from? It's that mentally we're blocking ourselves because we don't want to give ourselves that extra benefit and say we could do it this way. You feel like, okay, I got the skill and that's all I'm going to do. And I'm saying, take that skill and make it 1,000 times more empowering. So that's why when I say working for profits and not wages, is work for yourself, make it build stronger. And you could do this. Anyone who's working 9 to 5, I mean, and most of us are, you know, an hour a day. If you follow what I'm telling you in my book, an hour a day, and you actually start to implement and you start to see a new way and you start to give this new knowledge for an hour a day, just say for retirement, for akhirah, for anything, you get that commitment, you're going to change your life, inshallah. That's all it needs.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned welfare, and it's so common, not just in the Afghan community, but in many other communities. And it brought something to my mind that you wrote in your book, which was the people that we hang out with. For example, you mentioned that, you know, if we hang out with people that most of them are on welfare, chances are that we ourselves will be as well. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, subhanAllah. The five people that you hang out most with, their income will be a reflection of your income. So say if you're hanging around with people who are making $50,000 and they're all about $50,000, $60,000, your income will be right around that range. If you start hanging around people who are making $100,000, your income will be around their range. It's so vital, because you can't be much better, you can't be much lower. That's your companions. That becomes your source. So I always tell people, raise your bar, raise the bar. Make your companions at a higher rate, not to let your Imam go or Islam go, but raise it to a higher bar to push yourself up, to have, you know, people that really you can associate with, that have bigger dreams, bigger visions, bigger goals. Because, you know, honestly, at this rate and being in America and seeing the economy, who can make it off of $50,000, $60,000 nowadays? Even two family homes working full time cannot survive at that. So we need to think beyond. We need to think, how can we do it in a sense, inshallah, can not only we help ourselves, but we help the rest of the world, because we have the resources. America's giving it to us. America's teaching us. Why aren't we using it? It's out there. And I'm telling everyone, by putting it in my book, going, you could do it, inshallah, why not?
Okay, JazakAllah khair for that.